This is the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. We are less than an hour away from Money Monday on the Tom Likas Show. And how appropriate is it that we have Money Monday coming up? Because we began this segment of the program talking about money, our money. The New Normal LLC announced that we earned a profit for 2014. And in fact, our profit exceeded the combined net profits of the top two companies in the radio business. And we proved it with numbers. We didn't just make this claim. You'll be getting an email if you're on our mailing list. You'll be getting an email later on that tells you chapter and verse how these two companies are doing and how they did compared to our company. Now, their company has more radio stations. Their company has more listeners than we do. Their companies, have billions and billions and billions of dollars in revenue. But you know what? They don't have profits. Now, one of the top two companies does have a profit. It's not huge, but it does have a profit. And the other one is very, very much in the hole. And the combined numbers show these two companies combined will never equal the profits that we had in 2014 when the results are announced. It won't happen. So make sure you're on our email list. You can get on the list by going to blowmeuptom.com and giving us your first and last name and your email address. That's all you have to do. And we'll make sure you get a copy so you can see this. And we are giving you the transparency we've always promised you. We've told you that we'll show you exactly how we're doing. And I might tell you, if you are a fan of the company and of the show, I have to remind you that making a profit in 2014 is not the end of the road. It's just the beginning. Because we still need to have at least 2,000 subscribers. We need at least 500 super premium subscribers. We still need advertising. We still need to increase revenue. You know, my boys haven't had a raise in, like, forever, and I have not been paid a salary ever. Night, and I'm not begging. I'm just telling you that for us to continue into the future, we're going to have to continue to increase revenue. And that means we're going to have to work just as hard this year as we did last year. And that means that we're going to invite you on events and expeditions. We're going to have parties. We're going to do things where we're going to charge admission. And you guys hopefully will continue to support us so we can keep going. That's the business we're in. Anybody who doesn't like the fact that we have to sell tickets to things or that we do commercials, I got two words for you. Get lost. Because this is a business. And that's the business we're in. And there's no free ride and there's no free lunch. If you don't like it, fuck off. You know, I got to tell you, it's very interesting. We have an email list where people enter their own names on the list, then write complaint letters because our newsletter contains links to our advertisers, or it might contain a mention of an event we're doing and a link to buy a ticket. You know what? Yeah, you clearly don't get who we are and what we do. If you put yourself on the list, well, what do you think we're going to put in there? What do you think is going to be in the newsletter? It's going to be news about the show, and sometimes it's going to be news about an advertiser, and sometimes it's going to be ads themselves. And that's the business we're in. You know what? We've got ads. You know how many people are struggling to have advertising? We've got ads, and we're proud of it. So my recommendation to you today, do it now. You'll never hear anyone say this. You know, if you don't like advertising, and you're offended by the idea that a newsletter might contain advertising, remove your name from our email list today. Get off it now. This is the advertiser-supported business we're in. That's it. All right? We're proud to have our advertisers. We're proud to support our advertisers. We are proud to feature our advertisers on our websites and in our newsletters and on our show. And anyone who doesn't like that should literally turn it off now. All right? Turn it off now. If you object to advertising so much, pay us $199 a year and get the version of the show without commercials, if you like. All right? But I'm not going to apologize for trying to make money. I'm not going to apologize for being in business. Okay? We all have our ways of being in business. Okay? You've got a job. You're not going in for free. And in 2015, my plan is not to come in for free either. Bottom line. You know, it's a happy day, and I'm not here to jump ugly with anybody. But I want to remind you guys who have complained, you know, if you don't like this, then stop listening. Take your name off our mailing list and go away. Right? This show is for the people who get it. And if you get it, great. There you go. But we can't stop here. We have to keep going as we've been going. In fact, we've had a few subscribers roll off the rolls in January since we had our big campaign. So we're about 20 short. And if you have not subscribed at PremiumTom.com, you should do that. Or you can subscribe yourself. You can give it as a gift at GiveTom.com. That never goes away. We need to have that revenue in order to be able to do the show all the time. And pretty soon we're going to be announcing some events. This spring we'll have our third anniversary party, which we're not ready to announce yet, but when we are ready, we will. We'll probably do some more events where we all get together and drink or watch sporting events or who knows what we're going to do. Maybe you've got a brilliant idea. Maybe we'll do something you suggest. Right? But it is a business, folks, and that's how this works. Otherwise, everybody can go off and do another job. I go off and fade off into the sunset. If you like the show, understand, there's a cost involved. No two ways about it. And I'm not going to apologize for it, ever. In fact, I told you, if you don't like the newsletter containing ads, take your name off the list today. We tell you right up front that we're going to do that. Why would you be surprised? You know, any magazine, any letter you get in the mail, even your fucking credit card bill has advertising in it. Why should we be the exception to that rule? Seriously. All right, so we announced our profit. We made a profit. It's not enough to live on, but it's more than a dollar. And if you're on our email list, you'll get the complete rundown of the numbers of us and the two biggest radio companies. And then you can compare and contrast. Or maybe argue with us. But on a special day, on a day when we are recognizing the people who have contributed here, financially, creatively, with their hard work, this is your opportunity to call in and have your say. And if you've got questions, we will answer them. Okay? Some of you may have contributed money, or some of you may have bought items from us or come to events. And maybe you're surprised at how much it costs to run this operation. Yeah, I will answer those questions because I completely believe in transparency. And I believe that the best way to run a business is to, you know, take care of people and they feel they've been wronged. And, you know, if somebody's been billed improperly, to promptly refund that money and to give people what they paid for. And to let people know how well we're doing or not. No, I think that's the best way to do it. All right. So here's our phone number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Let's say hi here to Dave in Detroit. Dave, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
What's up, Tom? This is Dave from Detroit, but I'm not $3,000 Dave.
I understand.
Just call me DJ from Detroit from now on.
Okay, DJ.
I'm a P1. I met you out at the party in December. Flew out from Detroit. Just want to congratulate you. I'm happy for you. I'm a P1, but I'm soon to be a super P1. And that's pretty much all I had to say. I'm just glad that you're going to be around. I'm going to continue listening to you, recruiting other members, and keep it going, man.
Well, thank you so much. That really means a lot. And I really appreciate it, Dave. You can call me anytime.
And one thing, I know you can't, like, take me out from a song, can you?
I don't think we have, a song library, but...
Okay. Well, I'll do my own takeout. And this is for Detroit Dave, who sent the money to keep you going. This is, from Biggie to my Detroit players. Take me out, baby.
You're out. 901-3000. Tom, that's our telephone number. Let's say hi here to Richard in Tukwila, Washington. Richard, you're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to congratulate you on a job well done. I mean, I've been listening to your show for quite some time and everything, and you are just so inspiring. I mean, it's just great to see someone who has an idea. I mean, and you just courage and just determination just to do it. I mean, how does that feel to be like a pioneer in this field, practically a new way, this new form of thing what you're doing. I mean, you had the foresight, you saw where radio was going, but I just admire you so much, man.
Oh, thank
just
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. I haven't really had time to even think about that part of it. I understand what you're saying and I appreciate it. But for me, the most important thing, I had a point to make.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted my boys to stay employed, and I wanted them to stay employed, not through charity. I want them to stay employed by doing great work. These are three of the most talented guys I know. I get to work every day with three people who I respect enormously, and they work their asses off over here, and we have a lot of fun. And for me, I've already made millions of dollars. For me, the most important thing is having fun and feeling like what we do matters. And
right.
And that's how I feel with these guys every single day, every day.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, that's just great. It's good to be surrounded by, mainly your friends and people that you respect and who show respect and, giving support like that, that's just great. And, again, I wish you guys all continued success. That's all I wanted to say. And I wish you all the best. And take me out old school, Tom.
Okay. Here you go, Richard. 901-3000, Tom. That's our telephone number. More of your telephone calls are coming up.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
If you're like most Americans, you did some damage with your credit card this holiday season. And now that high interest debt is hanging over you, that's no way to start the new year. Well, my friends at LendingTree.com have a solution for you. Refinance that high interest credit card debt to a low interest personal loan. At LendingTree.com, you can compare personal loan offers from multiple banks and lenders to find your best rate. Then you pick your lender, and you can get as much as $35,000 in as little as 24 hours with no collateral. Plus, this month, when you enter my code LIKAS, you'll get a $50 gift card when you close your personal loan with a lender from the LendingTree.com network. Getting a good deal on a personal loan has never been so easy. Just go to LendingTree.com. Click on the blue Radio Listeners button at the top right of the page and enter my code LIKAS. That's LendingTree.com, then enter my code LEYKIS after clicking on the blue button. It's a fast, easy, and totally free service. Terms and conditions apply. May not be available in all states. Must be at least 18 years of age. $50 gift card limited to one per person for those who close a personal loan using LendingTree services. NMLS number 1136.
Do you have tiny balls? You once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. Four out of five doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor. New Normal
Rock. Boys, I've been encouraging you for years. Using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and could tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Money Monday is 35 minutes away from right now. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. And we're giving you an opportunity to comment on our big announcement. Big announcement. The New Normal LLC made a profit in 2014. It wasn't huge, but it was more than $1 profit. Remember the hashtag $1 profit? Well, we did smash through that. And I can't stop thanking everybody. I'm beside myself here. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866. Paul and Sydney, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Good night, Tom. How are you going?
I'm doing great, Paul. How about you?
Yeah, brilliant. You know, it's funny when you said people come round to the studio to discover what the special sauce is, and the answer's obvious. It's in the title. It's the Tom Likas Show. It's you. It's the guy behind the mic. That's the special sauce.
Well, that's certainly it's something that's hard to copy. And I'm sure other people will try to do podcasts and other people will try to do live streams. But, you know, you've got to have experience and you've frankly got to have an act.
You know, when I was a kid, listening to the radio used to be something special, you know, something intimate, the intelligent presenters, intelligent callers, and bit by bit that just went by the wayside. Every station claims to be playing a better music mix, which I can get on my iPhone. I can just play my own music. I don't want to hear their shit. And you've really brought, you know, old school proper talk radio back, but without the constraints. It's a wonderful thing you've created, Tom.
Well, thank you so much for that. It really means a lot, Paul, and your support, whether as a feeder of the content kitty or an advertiser, all very much appreciated.
Yeah, it's I think people advertise on your show because you've got a fantastic product. It's just simple as that, really. It's not the Barney Bollock Show. It's the Tom Likas Show. That's it.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Does anyone even have an AM, FM radio anymore? I remember when I first went to the States, it was Florida in 94, and I was amazed driving around. Every point one on the FM dial, there was something different and unique. There was a radio station for anyone, no matter what you wanted to listen to. And when I went to the States a couple of years ago driving around, there was like 10 stations and five of them were the same.
Right. And that's pretty much what's happened now. You know, you've got, for example, 11% of all the stations in the United States are owned by two companies.
And you've made more profit than both of them put together.
Correct.
How fucking great is that? That's just. Oh man, I'm so happy for you. It's just great to hear. And you know, once you've now you're in the black, that revenue, you know, that really adds to the black. Every cent of it now, it's awesome, man.
Absolutely. Well, again, you know, we start the new year at zero, and hopefully we'll be able to bowl us off again next year. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. So how many years, if you topped it up between you, Gary, Dino, and Mike, how many years experience have you guys got, do you think?
Well, I put it this way. I first worked full-time on a regular basis in the radio business in 1981, so that's 34 years. Gary, how many are you?
'87.
All right, so that's 28 years. So it's 34 and 28 is 62. Mikey?
I got about 20, 21.
All right,
shit.
So, 83 now. And Dean J. D'Amelio?
I'm the low man on the pole, 14.
All right, so that's 97 years of experience.
Oh, man. So for you know, $15 a month, you can get nearly a century of radio experience.
That's exactly right, and
you're underselling it.
It's crazy, right? It's just crazy.
Oh man, are you just one more thing? Are you having a party in April? Do you think?
Oh yeah, yeah. We don't know where yet, and we don't know the exact date. But sometime around that third anniversary, which will be April 2nd.
Excellent. I'll book a flight. That'll be good to come to.
Nice. Looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations, Tom and the guys. You know, it's just going to go from strength to strength now. It's a great narrative. It's a great story you've got now, and all the best for the coming years. Can you blow me up, please?
I certainly can. Here you go, Paul.
Special
901-3000 Tom, that's our telephone number. It's Damon in Cleveland. Damon, you're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, Damon.
Hey, I want to call to congratulate you, Dad. I'm very proud of you. And a thing I want to add was it's a very exciting time for me also. I've been with you since you came back. And I'm going to keep rolling with you. You have my word. As long as I have a job and you keep putting out a great show, I will keep my subscription to this year. And I said I'm going to ride with you to the end before, and I mean that. So, shit, as long as you keep putting out a show and I have a job, hey, my subscription is going to renew automatically with you. So, hey, man, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to add was that what you're building here makes me even more proud. Because this is something that you always state that we're building this together, and I feel where you're coming from, and I recognize what you mean by that, because it takes callers, and also you're talking about the business aspect of it. Hey, it takes people that's going to pay for what you're putting out there, so it's like it takes two people or it takes.
Well,
two,
it does, but how many companies do you do business with? You ever go to McDonald's and have them say, you know what, we did this?
Hey, point duly noted, because they never say that.
No. They're doing you a favor.
No, they're not really doing
well,
favor.
That's how they
clog up my arteries.
That's right. and they don't even claim any credit for that great job they're doing on that.
You fucking, hey, man, that's why I love you, man. You're my dude. You're my dad. Fucking good shit, man.
You're the best, so, Damon. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And can you take me out with a standing ovation? If you guys had that, also with Give Me My Motherfucking Money.
All right. Let's see what we have. Here you go, Damon. Nice.
Give me my motherfucking money.
901-3000 Tom, that's our telephone number. In case you're just tuning in, we announced today that the New Normal LLC did make a profit in 2014, and we gave you all the details, and that'll be coming in an email that everybody on our list will receive. You can get on the list very easily. Just go to blowmeuptom.com, put in your first and last name and your email address, and you'll be on the list. and then you will see stuff like this. We gave you chapter and verse. You could check it out. You could see how the other companies are doing. You could see how we did it. Now you can compare and contrast. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. More of your telephone calls are coming up.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Foco Liz is back with brand new additions to the Foco clothing line at focou-focome.com. T-shirts, tops, tanks, and accessories for both guys and chicks, all designed by Liz and made with high-quality material. Grab yourself a classic tee in sizes small to double XL. Or check out the accessories, including wristbands, hats, bags, and more, for you or to give as a gift. It's all Foco, and it's all at the right price. Show your support for an original P1 who has not only supported the show for years, but has fed the content kitty with those gems you'll never forget. Share us some love at focou-focome.com today. It's the complete line of everything Foco, but the ceviche, of course, at focou-focome.com.
There's the easy way of doing things, and there's the new normal way of doing things. The easy way to play rock from the last two generations is safe, nice, non-offensive. Sold 5 million or more copies. Tested well in focus groups with alligator clamps on their nipples. The new normal way is great big radio. Reckless, crazy, taking chances, playing songs people forgot about. And if those songs have a filthy word or two, we leave it in there. And Great Big Radio does live shows late at night.
What?
I'm Howard Hoffman, live on Great Big Radio, Monday through Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific. So if you're going to relive your slept-through-class, drug-addled, all-night love-making sessions with your headphones in college, you might as well throw on Great Big Radio. Oldies gone wrong. Totally, horribly wrong.
Great Big Radio.
24/7 on greatbigradio.com. Tune in, iTunes, or the Great Big Radio app for iPhone and Android.
You know, every year, countless people are involved in all types of accidents that leave them badly injured and disrupt their lives. Now, if that's you, it's vital that you get prompt legal advice and representation from an experienced personal injury attorney who will protect your legal rights and get you what you deserve. Call the law office of Mark Blumenfeld and be assured that you'll get the maximum settlement. You know, for over 30 years, the law office of Mark Blumenfeld has been providing legal representation to clients in personal injury cases. Mark's professional and experienced bilingual staff will work hard to get you the medical care you need, your medical bills paid, your vehicle repaired, and assist with a rental car, and get you reimbursed for any other out-of-pocket expenses you incur. The law office of Mark Blumenfeld is available 24/7. Get a free consultation and evaluation by calling this number, 800-LAW-2360. That's 800-529-2360. There are no legal fees unless they obtain a settlement for you. Take the inconvenience and anxiety out of the equation and call the law office of Mark Blumenfeld now, 800-LAW-2360. That's 800-529-2360. The law office of Mark Blumenfeld. Get what you deserve. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, it's 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. A very special day for us. And thank you for being patient, because it took us more than 3 weeks to figure out what the actual numbers were. And not only our numbers, because we had to continue to process payments that were made prior to the first of the month. So in other words, they counted for 2014, but it wasn't all there when we began January. We had to process bills, some of which were paid by the 31st. That also played into it. And then we needed to do the research on the other company, because we were going to make this claim, and we had to make sure that we were on firm ground. But the reality is that the New Normal LLC made more profit than the top two companies in the radio business in the United States combined. And again, to clarify, The top company is more than a billion in the hole for 2014. The number two company has a slight profit, but when you combine the two numbers together, the two companies combined made less profit than this company, the New Normal LLC. Those are facts. There you go. And one of the people who's contributed to our success is calling in right now, Adam Sachs. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I was going to say mega dittos. That's bad. Mega congratulations, Tom.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of this.
It's really been a pleasure. And, you know, Tom, it's so needed. It's so necessary. You have no idea. I mean, we are really facing a generation of men that were raised by single mothers that don't know how to be men, and you're making such a contribution. I can't even begin to tell you how necessary it is, and there are very few places to turn for this kind of information for guys. And I'm proud. I think I'm the one guy that had you on terrestrial radio as an advertiser, and then I followed you to this internet. Right? Isn't that the thing that I did? I'm the only one, right?
Yeah, you're the only one. There are others who have taken a wait-and-see attitude. At least one of them waited and saw too long. They waited too long, and then you scooped it up, and you took that opportunity away from them.
Well, too bad on them. I'm glad I did it. And I've been with you from the beginning, and a great run, and I hope we just keep going and going and going.
Well, that's my plan, and love having you around, and... by the way, you are where the rubber meets the road, because when your phone rings, it's these guys we're talking about. You talk to these guys personally.
Well, Tom, I it's really hard sometimes. I talked to a guy today. I don't know what, I have him on the show or something, I don't know what, but he went without a lawyer and he gave up custody of his three kids, and now she won't even let him see the kids and all this. It's a heartbreak, man. There's so many of these guys that just do not stand up for themselves. And, I mean, I'm doing it one case at a time, and we're turning some of them around, which is great, but there are so many more out there. And your message, I think, is great. It's really positive. You know, we talk about these assholes, you know, the Bob Grant of the world who are screaming and crazy. And, you know, you're always telling the boys to be successful. And I think a lot of times, Tom, in the past, people didn't understand your message because you were talking about, you know, making big money, owning all these properties and all these things you do. But, I mean, I know you a long time, and I know you're not a braggart. I think you're telling the boys, you know, that they should find their way to get these things, too.
I want every one of my boys, Adam, to have what I have, or more.
Absolutely. I think that's something that people really have to recognize. There's a difference, Tom, if somebody listens to the show for, like, half a day and doesn't get the point, you know? You really need people that are understanding what your message is and what you're trying to get across and how you want the boys to be successful and to stop screwing things up. And sometimes it sounds negative. You know, I tell guys now, don't get married. No joke. There's no upside. And that sounds like a terrible message, but it has to be out there because there's a whole world of crap that's telling them the opposite and how terrific it is and all these Hollywood romantic comedies and bullshit. God, what a nightmare.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt.
We need the show, Tom. That's the point.
Adam, thank you for everything. I mean, it really means a lot, and I wanted to make sure to spend some time on this day to thank you specifically.
Thank you.
Because you are in on this up to your neck.
I know. You know, Tom, I don't think I ever missed a Tuesday.
I know. You never missed a Tuesday. I missed a few.
Did I ever call in sick?
No, you never called in sick. But more importantly, you've never missed an event. You've been at every party. You've been at every sporting event we've done. You've done the rounds. You've been there. People see you.
Oh, it's been a blast. That thing that we did over in the Dodger Stadium was amazing. And you always get Gary finding these great venues for the party.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
always has a blast. It's great. Fantastic. I'm so proud to be associated with the show, you know?
Adam, it means a lot. Thank you so much for everything, really.
All right, you take good care. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, all right, Adam. Thanks for that. We really appreciate that. 901-3000, Tom. That's our telephone number. Let's say hi here to Aaron in San Francisco. Aaron, you're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Aaron.
Hey, I just wanted to say to the four of you, congratulations. I've been listening to your show since, I think, 2000 or 2001. When I was in San Diego, I was picking it up off can't remember the fucking radio station from back then, but 15 years of having Lycus in my life. And, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, call. I've only been calling recently because, to be honest, I work in digital advertising and marketing, and I know how difficult it is to find quality content and do content marketing. And I thought, you know, I'd start calling and trying to contribute to decent content that helps, you know, pick up listeners and do all that. So I really wanted to do that. And congratulations, guys.
Oh, that really means a lot. And obviously, if you work in that business, you know exactly what we do, and you know exactly how hard it is to do it.
Yeah, you know, I was lucky enough to start a website myself, and I sold it. And I'll be honest with you, I took the first buyer before I got, I think, 3 months in, because once I got into it, I knew I needed to go to school and learn a little bit more under the wing of some other people. And I found that I had a viable thing to sell. And now that I do it from kind of an agency side for other businesses, it is so difficult to, I mean, you know, somebody made a point earlier to have a J curve. I think it was, Gustavo said, yeah, to have a J curve like that. Jesus Christ. Well done.
Well, thank you for that. And believe me, it didn't come easy. We didn't get anything for free here. We all, and I mean everybody, it worked as hard as we could, and we still do, to get what we have. And it's not getting any easier. You know, the work continues to be difficult. Some things get easier because you know the system better. You know how to do the books better. You know how to control expenses better, what have you. But generating revenue is a daily task that you have to really care about and work hard at. And you have to figure out what turns people on. That's what this business is all about.
From the sound of it, it sounds like you enjoy it, though, right? Day to day, you enjoy it?
I've never had more fun than I'm having now, and that includes all the years I made all that money. It's never been this much fun, never. And it's a good thing, because with the little amount of compensation I've gotten, you got to get something back. And what I'm getting back is it is the most fun. And even when we have problems, to figure out solutions to problems, to fix things when they go wrong, to make good with customers when they feel like they got ripped off. You know, like I told you about the one customer we had who got billed 1,400 times for one subscription to our podcast. And we had to work with his bank and his credit card processor. And it took a lot of work. And we had to find ways to make that guy happy. And we tried to do that. But I take those challenges as enjoyable. Now, I don't want to make somebody get billed 14,000 times, but I want people to get what they paid for. I want to figure out how things work. I want to make things work better. I want to make things work more economically. It's the way my head works. And I was born to be an entrepreneur. And how great is it that I can be an entrepreneur and be in a business I know so much about?
Yeah, it's really, to be honest, you know, there's all the, you know, the Lycus 101 guys calling and fucking their lives up, and there's Money Mondays and all these other things you do. But, you know, to be honest, the transparency has kind of like a double payoff, right? Like you're doing something other companies don't do, and it builds trust, you know, from the consumer, which is all of us, to the brand, which is you. And then, you know, it's the double payoff is you have, it's enjoyable to hear, right? It's enjoyable to listen to you guys, to go through the learning curves, to understand what it is and that you guys are working on. So, you know, that's also enjoyable too for us, from our side.
Right. And I thought it would be interesting in doing this project to bring the audience in on it rather than trying to put it all behind the scenes and try to appear perfect all the time. You know, to show the whole process, warts and all. The good days and the bad days, the mistakes we make, the things we do well. I think you have more credibility, frankly, when people know that you're not a perfect person, that you do fuck up, and that you're willing to make good when you do fuck up. And whether it's me coming in a few minutes late and just copping to it, or whether it's the guy who got billed all those times on his credit card. I believe in being upfront about that stuff so people understand that, you can take my word to the bank.
Agreed. It adds the credibility, and not only that, but you get to enjoy it a little more when you have the successes. So days like this, it's much more enjoyable knowing that you fucked some things up along the road, and now you're turning out a pretty solid product. And I hope 2015 has nothing but increased revenue for you guys, increased profits. I hope everybody continues to do their part. Not only that, I really hope that you grow the brand and reach out. And, my hope for the new normal is that you guys see an increase in new listeners, right? Like, I would love to just hear more of those first-time callers jumping in and spreading the word, because just like Adam says and so many other guys say when they call in, guys really need that education. They need that talking to, because trust me, man, I got friends. I know people I work with. I'm just watching them fuck their shit up over and over and over.
Yeah.
So I really hope the word spreads and you can grab on to new listeners, because those guys are going to help, help this thing really go viral.
That is my hope here, Aaron. Thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Anytime, and I'll be talking to you guys soon. And keep us abreast on the next listener show, because I cannot wait to go. It'll be my first one.
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Aaron. 901-3000 Tom. That's our telephone number. We're about 10 minutes away from Money Monday. Rodney in Dallas. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Rodney, hello.
Oh, hello. Congratulations, Tom, on getting the dollar profit and plus more. And you are the man that knows how to do this Internet radio show, and everybody needs to listen up, just like when you see the E.F. Hutton commercial. People need to listen to what you're saying.
Right, exactly. Listen and learn, pal.
Yeah, that's right. If not, if they can't put up, they need to shut up.
Exactly right.
And I'm looking forward to being there for the third anniversary party in a couple months, and see all the P1s and new P1s or super P1s there at the party, and continue success on this year and years to come.
That's my goal, is try to grow this thing, Rodney, to keep reaching out, finding new people, keep finding new advertisers, keep the old advertisers happy, keep adding to our subscriber base. We're going to keep working hard.
That's right, Tom. That's the way it is. Hard work. Always try to bring some kind of reward at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Rodney, a pleasure. And, of course, thanks for all your support of the show. You've been to the parties. You call in all the time. We love it.
Thank you very much, Tom.
All right, Rodney. Appreciate that. Frank in Oxnard. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Frank, hello.
So I'm the next one for the congratulations gangbang, huh?
Yeah, lay it on me. Cream all over me, baby. Do it.
How's it going, Tom?
I'm doing great. How about you, Frank?
I'm excited as well as you are, man. There's no other show I'd consider listening to, and I've been listening to you guys since 2008, 2009. I'm glad you guys made the ODP. You actually reached the quota you guys were hoping for, and I believe you went past it. I hope.
We announced the number. I mean, look, we asked for a dollar, dollar.
Yeah.
But we ended up having more than that. It's $2,187.10.
That's a lot. That's good enough right there.
You can't live on that. But it's a profit, and that for this year, that's what we asked for. We asked for a dollar, and we made it over the line. And, our revenue was up 60% over last year. So we had gross revenue of almost $525,000. And, that blows me away when you consider that our first year, 2010, the gross revenue for the entire year was $9,854.
That's a perfect announcement for Money Mondays.
Absolutely. You know, and you can do this if you work hard.
Yeah, you're right. Right. There's a lot of people contributing from your advertisers, the major advertisers, and the listeners. People buying subscriptions for everybody. I got mine by Lauren. Thank you, Lauren. And it's time to pay it forward. I'm actually saving up for another subscription right now, and I'm saving up for the anniversary party. It'll be my first one I go to, and I hope to meet everybody that's right there at the show. I want to meet you as well, Tom. I have a drawing that I've been working on of you. I want to give it to you personally.
Great.
Hopefully by then I have it done. It's only in black and white right now. The show has really motivated me. It's truly inspiring, especially your holiday story. It's quality shit right there, man. It's quality shit. That's all I want to say. Thank you, guys. You guys have done fucking more than awesome in my eyes. Can you take me out gorilla style?
Gorilla style, you bet I can. Here you go. Money Monday is coming up next.
For everyone who wants to stop depending on mommy and daddy, you're listening to Money Monday, 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Cream all over me, baby.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Sure be nice.
Error. Beer Magazine. Jimmy Kahn filing for divorce again. Third time, same broad.
He can't figure out when to pull the trigger. This might be the one.
And the amazing thing is that dummy doesn't have a prenup, apparently.
That's probably why he keeps second-guessing every 5 seconds.
18 years with this broad and two kids, 19 and 16. And Jimmy Kahn used to be like that guy that used to be at the Playboy Mansion all the time.
Right, they have a stool named after him there.
I name my stools different names all the time. What's the big deal?
Yeah, but yours is the name JC.
I dropped the Dino this morning.
It's delicious.
No,
scrub delicious.
It seems weird. Was this broad hot when she was younger?
I think so, yeah. Looking at her, it'd be unbelievable. But for a tiny dude, James Conn gets it done.
Sure.
Right, little man.
She's got some miles on the odometer, Linda.
Sure, Jimmy Kahn's a great person to work with. All the people on the set say that kind of stuff about him. He's great.
I'm assuming that each time this happens, Jimmy then realizes just how badly he'll be taken to the fucking bank, and he just can't do it.
He must also...
He reconsiders.
He might think, I'm just going to get to a certain age that I won't have to pay for all that much longer. So I'm going to be dead soon.
That's
so
true.
I got to give her anything.
If you're going to do it, might as well do it now.
18 years.
18 years.
Our friend's chap.
Yes. Your boys Seth Rogen and Michael Moore apparently banned from a restaurant in Michigan for their comments on American Sniper.
Yeah. I don't know how much of an effect this is going to have on the palace.
Oh, I think it'll... all the people over there at Brand Steakhouse and Grill in Wyoming, Michigan, they are standing up against these two.
I mean... I mean, what our friend has to say, and I mean, that's okay. I like what the owner says, and it's his place. He can do what he wants. I know, I'm sure, in Wyoming, Michigan, it means a lot, and people probably respect that, so good on him.
Right, but, I mean, have either of these two actors ever stepped foot?
It's a great thing, and neither of them will. They're going to keep two fat bastards out of the restaurant.
Right.
It's good enough for me.
Right. Looks like a delicious steak over there at Brands.
If I was near Wyoming, Michigan, I would head in there immediately.
We've covered the Miss Bum Bum contest several times.
Many times.
Yay. This is Brazil, correct? Brazil Miss Bum Bum competition. Apparently, the broad that won second place in 2012 has come out to tell her story about her leg injections. That turned out to go way south. She went into septic shock, and now she has released pictures of the holes That's right. I said holes in her legs.
Oh, thank God my computer's slow because it's not coming
please,
up.
Please, please bring up the picture
my
now.
Oh, God.
There are big gaping holes.
Oh, shit. Oh, right through the tats
and chemicals.
Everything.
Yeah. Yep. She's tatted all the way down her leg, and now they're like, there's tats connecting holes. Big, massive sores.
Holy fuck, it looks like a comet came in there and took some spaces out.
What do you think that tastes like if you licked it? I mean, if you just stuck your tongue in there and make sure you just breathe in through your nose, what do you think that would taste and smell like?
Jesus Christ. I'm going to, please don't right now. I can't, I'm going to throw up. She says, I'm paying for my vanity. I was extremely vain, everything in search of perfection, but instead of making my body look more beautiful, I ended up damaging it instead, and making it ugly.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's ugly.
Oh. Otherwise, she's very thick in the middle.
Right. Yeah, I know. She's a big broad. I mean, look, Miss Bum Bum, you know what I'm saying?
I got
what
that.
What do you expect?
But Jesus I kind of just like when it explodes out the bizak, but this is not, this is kind of thick in the middle all the way. I don't know how she's considering herself, vain.
Right. I know. It's pretty crazy. Finally, a big alert for you. It's Brianna Holly. I think she was born with a bikini on, and it's never really come off. It just changes colors. She's got the perfect bikini body. She apparently now modeling for San Lorenzo bikinis.
God, is she good. This is just stupid.
Each one's better than the one before it. But what a ridiculous body.
Brianna Haley.
No, yes.
No, Brianna Holly.
Holly,
fuck,
yes.
I even fucking stopped to say it.
Plenty more newsforguys.com. Right. That's going to do it
for
us.
She's hot as shit.
I'm Gary. He's Dino. Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show for you every single Friday at GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Are you a business owner? Is a single problem employee threatening to ruin your entire business with a lawsuit or a labor board complaint? If so, you need an aggressive defense team dedicated to California employers only. You know, labor claims can be a nightmare to resolve, and you've got enough on your plate. Go to DefendMyBiz.com today. That's DefendMyBiz.com. This is what they do. Focus only on defending employers. Look, California can be extremely difficult on employers. With their extensive experience, they've developed numerous strategies and successfully handled hundreds of employee issues, large and small. You'll be working directly with their top labor law attorneys. DefendMyBiz.com will fight for your rights and resolve your employee problems so you can go back to focusing on what's important, your business. Go to DefendMyBiz.com and get a free 15-minute private consultation with a labor defense attorney. It's free, and there's no obligation. Just sound advice. What are you waiting for? Protect everything you've worked so hard to achieve. Go to DefendMyBiz.com today. DefendMyBiz.com.
This is the new normal.